Now, looking at the context that we are currently witnessing in Sudan, which is a very grave situation where it's the largest displacement crisis in the world right now. We are looking at about 6.8 million people displaced, 25 million in need of support, 14 million of those being children, and a third of the total population is facing acute food insecurity and famine. Which makes it the home of the highest number of internally displaced people in the world, yet they are receiving limited humanitarian support, far less than other countries which are in a similar situation. So as we speak today, food insecurity is high, the healthcare system is crumbled, communicable diseases are on the increase, including cholera and so forth. And the traditional humanitarian setup that we've been used to is overwhelmed with the situation that we have in Sudan. And
Correct. There's
currently,
the issue of access. The issue of access has been what international and local non-governmental organizations have been begging the belligerent forces to at least allow them to reach people who are trapped, who need help. Now, how do you do your work in that backdrop?
yes, access is an issue, John, and this is where our local-based approach comes in. So at the start of the conflict, COR was able to identify some local organizations, NGOs that we could work with, and we started working with the local organizations together with what are called the emergency response rooms. And these emergency response rooms are mutual aid groups that have been formed by local grassroots volunteers in Sudan that are providing food, health, other critical services, and are also trying to build partnerships, raising funding, and getting recognition as a frontline humanitarian aid provider in the country. So we have been able to access the populations that are in need by working directly with the local organizations that we are partnering with, and also with the emergency response rooms who are able to reach those that are in need.
Talk to me about the current situation. We're talking about Darfur. The place has been cut off from humanitarian aid for quite a long time. There's this very serious fighting going on around the town of El-Fashir. MSF and other aid agencies are trying their best to help there, but it's a very difficult situation. Talk to me about emergency response rooms in Darfur. I mean, I know that you're spread all over the country or in some parts of the country, but give us a scorecard on what is happening in Darfur.
COR has been working largely in Khartoum with the emergency response rooms, but the emergency response rooms are not only confined in Khartoum, they are also growing in the rest of the country. And we do have emergency response rooms in Darfur. So our peers, other organizations, other international NGOs, together with the local organizations, are responding in Darfur. But as you have said earlier on, we understand that access is a big issue, especially with the increase in fighting. So we understand that the situation is dire. When you look at food security, the information that we have, from the various reports and from the ground, is that Darfur, Khartoum, those are among the areas that are largely affected by food security at the moment.
The US Special Envoy to Sudan has always been passionate about the importance of cash assistance in conflict situation. In a country like Sudan, where the banking system has been brought to its knees by the fighting, how do you channel support?
Yes, interestingly, we are still able to distribute cash in Sudan. So I can just give you a little bit of an overview of what COR has been doing. So we have been able to distribute multi-purpose cash in partnership with our local NGO organizations as well as the emergency response rooms. And we have been working with Cashi, we've been working with the banking system that is there. They've got vendors that are able to cash out. And the reason why we chose cash as a modality is it empowers the communities, those who are in need, it gives them the power to make the decisions of, you know, what exactly do they need. Because as you understand, there is a myriad of needs in Sudan at the moment. It's food, it's health, it's transport, sometimes it's even safety. So we have been able to provide cash in Khartoum, and we have also been able to provide nutrition vouchers in addition to the cash to the households that we supported with cash, so that the pregnant women and lactating women are able to get nutritious food. So working hand in glove with the emergency response rooms to identify those in need, to register those in need, and with our financial service providers who are on the ground in Sudan, who are constantly monitoring the situation, you know, on the market to see whether there's food available to buy if we give them cash, and who are also monitoring to see whether the households can actually cash out, they can get the money. We have been able to reach the communities that are in need.